Name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. This morning in the Gospel of Matthew, we listen in on one more dispute between the professional religious class and Jesus. This has been happening a lot in Matthew. These gotcha moments, or the late New Testament scholar Raymond Brown would say, these trap questions, where religious leaders go to Jesus and ask him a question to try to trap him, try to put him in a corner. This fall, we already heard one on Jesus' authority. The religious leaders go questioning Jesus' authority. We heard another one on taxes. If you don't remember that one, I'm being a little simplistic. Jesus says to pay them, pay your taxes. And now there's one on the law. What is the greatest commandment? Jesus responds, you shall love the Lord your God. He doesn't stop there. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. So Jesus is saying, with your whole self, with your whole being, with your all. In other words, seek to love God in the way that God loves us, fully, without reservation, holding nothing back. Sounds good. And just as I begin to wonder then, what does loving God mean? How can I love God? Jesus clarifies, indeed, what loving God means. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, this is not new. Jesus did not make this up. Jesus is quoting the Torah, the Jewish scriptures, what we call the Old Testament. He's quoting from Deuteronomy and Leviticus. Love is, as Jesus says, the essence of the whole of the scriptures and the prophets. This is their foundation. This is their purpose, pointing us to love God. And we love God through loving God's creation and those created in God's image. Now, if we think of love as an emotion, desire, affection, something which can be summed up in a pop song, it could be difficult to understand what Jesus is saying. So often love is thought of as an interior feeling or a response to something outside of us, depending on how that something makes us feel. So I love the sunshine, and I do, because it warms me. I love coffee, and I do, because it tastes good to me, and it helps keep me awake. I love someone because they make me happy, or they gratify me in some way. Fine, I get it, that's perfectly fine, but just remember, this isn't biblical love. That's not love as defined in our scriptures. Love certainly can also be offered in the cheapest of ways. I remember maybe 25 years ago now, I was on the Mosquito Coast of Nicaragua for 3 weeks. And coincidentally, there was a men's group, an evangelical group from the U.S. They were also visiting. And over the course of those 3 weeks, which was something I had never experienced before, the clearest memory I have, maybe this says more about me than I would want to admit, But the clearest memory I have is actually some of those men, as we were driving through villages, they would take handfuls of candy and they'd throw it out into the street or by the homes, and the kids would run out and scrounge around on the ground to pick it up while the men are laughing gleefully. Sometimes our love looks as cheap as that. Or allow me one more story. A child of a missionary family who grew up in Colombia, I remember one conversation we had, and he told me of how some people in the U.S. would send his family care packages, which is nice enough. This is true. Some of these care packages contained already used tea bags. So, and I get it, because I'll use a tea bag two or three times, but the idea was that the family could still get some use out of it. Yes, sometimes our loving looks as shoddy and grotesque as this. But not biblical love. Love is not lobbing the candy, literal or symbolic, that we have lying around to those we think need it or want it. It's not a cheap or easy giveaway. It's not a gimmick. It's not a photo op. It's not even an interior feeling. As Jesus and the prophets and the whole of our scriptures define it, love is intentional. Positive action. It is a choice over and over again, a behavior, a commitment, a relationship. And it's actually not about me at all. As the late author Madeleine L'Engle wrote, love isn't how you feel. It's what you do. And this is what we see in God's love, an active response to us, for us, toward us. It does not depend on how we treat God. That's important. It doesn't depend on what we do for God. It doesn't depend on how God is feeling on a particular day. God just simply loves us. And Jesus, so in Matthew, is saying that this is how we are invited to love God as well. And this active love toward God is through caring for God's creation, caring for God's people, of course, caring for ourselves as well. And of course, the specific shape that this takes, it will be different for each one of us. It's not going to be the same. For example, I have many examples. I see people loving God in this church on Sunday mornings, starting around 6 a.m. I see people loving God on Wednesday and Friday mornings, around 9 a.m., a bit earlier, maybe. Pre-pandemic or non-pandemic, Mondays at 2 p.m., and just about every day and time in between. What does loving God look like for you? I was actually speaking with some people who are loving God just before this service. They're in the robing room, our videographers who have devoted an incredible amount of time to facilitating this service. I saw a lot of loving God this summer as people were protesting racial injustice on the corners of Union and County Street. There's a lot of loving God that is going on right now, but I just need to open my eyes to see it. Now, you may not like the next one. It is Pledge and Gathering Sunday. I would be remiss if I did not say that loving God is filling out a pledge card. It is financially supporting God's work lived out through this congregation. And God is not asking us for the proverbial extra candy floating around in our pants pocket or purse. God's not asking us for our once used tea bags. Keep the Jolly Ranchers. And if your financial giving is anywhere close to what you do spend on candy or coffee or beer, then please let me know, because I would love to have a conversation with you and walk with you as I help you reevaluate your priorities. Of course, financial giving is only one part of the whole of stewardship. It's only one part of the way that we love God through loving each other. Stewardship is something we do together as we really give according to our ability, to our common ministry, to the good that we do in Jesus' name. Loving God also looks like offering all our many gifts to our wider community, not only in this building, but through this church, concretely living out mercy, generosity, forgiveness, compassion, not only to those we know well, those we care for, those closest to us, certainly to them, but the law of love, biblical love, applies equally to the stranger, to those different from us, something that it would do well for me to remember, to those with whom we disagree, to those who we feel have done us wrong even, to those we might even feel repulsed by. That's love. So yes, love may feel like hard work. It should at times. Self-giving might be uncomfortable. At times, this path that Jesus invites us to walk on is not one we would eagerly follow. And we do not love perfectly the way God loves us. It is a lifelong way of walking and growing. But this is the path we have chosen. This is the reason we are here. This is the reason that you're watching us right now. To love. To live this out together. To do the imperfect, sometimes messy, at times even uncomfortable act of receiving God's own love and offering it back through our own lives. As we do walk this path, I pray that we will know ever more deeply that we are embraced by God without reservation, and that we would know within ourselves not only God's embrace of us, and I hope that we do know that, but God's embrace of all of us. And I pray that we might come to see more clearly all the opportunities that we have been given to love God every single day, in every moment, full of possibilities as we extend ourselves in conscious ways, intentional ways, concrete ways, toward one another and toward the whole of God's creation. Love isn't how you feel. It's what you do. Amen.